A volunteer search is planned Sunday for a missing Alliance man. 20-year-old Nathaniel Hang has not been seen since leaving his West Oxford Avenue home June 3rd. Volunteers are asked to meet at West Branch High School at noon. Earlier this week, Alliance Police, Lexington Township Fire Department, and K-9 team and the Portage County Dive Team searched a pond near Webb Avenue and Colbank Street in Lexington Township, but found no sign of the man. Residents along Route 225 are being asked to check security camera footage for Hang or his white GMC Canyon pickup. Anyone who spots the truck is urged not to approach it and to call 911. Case against a Plain Township man accused of trying to shoot a Canton police officer moving forward after a judge ruled he is competent to stand trial. 21-year-old Shane Newman received the ruling Thursday in Starr County Common Pleas Court. An insanity evaluation remains pending. Newman was seen on video pulling a handgun during a shoplifting investigation at the Walmart on Atlantic Boulevard Northeast in December. Police say the weapon failed to fire and Newman was subdued after a struggle. He faces charges including attempted murder, felonious assault, and weapons offenses. Charges related to an alleged pipe bomb found in a man's vehicle will not move forward after a grand jury returned a no bill in the case. 56-year-old Timothy Henthorne of North Lawrence was not indicted on counts of illegal manufacturing or possessing explosives and inducing panic. Case stemmed from an April 2nd incident in Tuscarawas Township when troopers investigating a suspicious truck discovered an explosive device. The finding prompted evacuations of two homes, temporary road closure, and a response from the Summit County Bomb Squad. No one was hurt. The Canton Metro crash team investigating a fatal motorcycle accident early this morning. The wreck happened just after 1 in the 900 block of Cleveland Avenue Northwest. Police say a 47-year-old man was northbound when he lost control of a motorcycle while negotiating a curve and left the roadway. The bike struck a guardrail. The rider was ejected. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say it remains unclear whether drugs or alcohol were factors in the crash. The victim's name has not been released. Washington Township Assistant Fire Chief remains in federal custody after being indicted on child sexual abuse material charges. 58-year-old Donald Morrow accused of receiving, distributing, possessing, and transporting illegal images of children. Morrow has been suspended with pay from the Washington Township Volunteer Fire Department and is scheduled to be arraigned in federal court June 23rd. The investigation began in April after the FBI received a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children about a Dropbox account linked to Morrow. Authorities say a search uncovered more than 250 illicit images on a hard drive. Canton woman on parole for a prior involuntary manslaughter conviction was arrested by Alliance Police following a Wednesday night incident. 44-year-old Heather Harless now facing multiple felony charges, including attempted felonious assault. Harless allegedly tried to run over a woman during a dispute on South Union Avenue. Police say she showed signs of impairment and failing field sobriety tests. Harless remains in custody awaiting her court appearance. 5 years after a legal challenge was filed over Starr County's purchase of Dominion voting machines, a judge ruled the Board of Elections violated Ohio's open meetings law. Visiting Judge William Finnegan found the board improperly held executive sessions in 2020 and 21 to discuss the purchase. He said no competitive bidding was involved, so public discussions could not give any vendor an unfair bargaining advantage. Finnegan issued an injunction restricting future closed-door meetings on voting machine purchases. A hearing set for July 28th to determine whether plaintiff Mary Lynn Rinney should be awarded attorney fees. The board has not indicated whether it will appeal. Nimishillen Township trustees took steps to strengthen the fire department Thursday, swearing in new firefighter and EMT Aaron Snyder. The 20-year-old begins immediately at $17.47 an hour. Trustees also approved a pre-employment physical for firefighter paramedic candidate Travis Lott. And other business officials said 7 to 14 nuisance properties have been cleaned up, added a property on Meese Road to the list, and delayed action on a proposed $22,000 per year cybersecurity contract. Fire that caused about $35,000 in damage at Fosnot Auto Parts in Jackson Township linked to combustible fluids drained from scrap vehicles. Fire officials say the exact cause of the May 4th ignition remains under investigation. No injuries were reported. Firefighters face challenging conditions due to large piles of scrap material at the site. Officials say they found no evidence of fire code or environmental violations. A former Columbiana police officer expected to receive 6 months of incarceration after pleading guilty to threatening public officials. 45-year-old Matthew Elser of Columbiana admitted Thursday to 8 charges, including 6 felony counts of intimidation and retaliation. Prosecutors say the victims included a Columbiana County municipal judge and the county prosecutor. Elser is scheduled to be sentenced July 22nd. He also faces 5 years of community control under the plea agreement.